SBS Radio.
Kasama ko ngayon, matagal nang nating hindi nakakapiling sa Portfolio Gallery dito sa Melbourne, si Emmanuel Santos. Magandang araw at welcome back.
Magandang araw din sa inyo, sa mga lahat na makikinig. Magandang araw at let's have a little bit of a party.
Huli tayong nag-usap, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, pinag-usapan natin, tinalakay natin yung mga angels na ginawa mo.
Yun yung latest na work na trabaho ko na exhibit sa Pilipinas, saka sa Singapore, saka sa Milan. Pero ngayon, itong bagong exhibition dito sa Portfolio Gallery, to launch itong bagong space, ano? And we wanted, of course, to pay tribute to the original kind of like caretakers of the land. So I think it's just apt that we have this exhibition. Yeah.
Sacred dances. Ano naman ang inspirasyon para sa mga sagradong sayo na to?
That is kind of yung mga song lines of the Aboriginal people. Kagaya din sa atin, di ba? Yung mga indigenous people, whether, you know, from the people that from Cordilleras where I grew up. Meron kaming mga anong tawag dito, parang dreamtime din, yeah? So lahat ng mga sayaw, sacred dance, it pertains with the mythology and the legends of what happens, and whether it be from the time of the beginning of the universe or humanity, and I think this sacred dances portfolio kind of is a parallel to that. So parang naging familiar na rin ako sa tema noon. So, naging comfortable ako. And maganda naman kasi the elders from Cape York, when they were doing this kind of festivals, they invited some indigenous people from different countries. So, I was one of them. And I was representing almost the Igorots, you know. So, I was there. And not as a capacity as a photographer, pero ano, as a tribal person or somebody who's culturally kind of like in the same parallel as them. So, and then after a while, you know, they said, well, you can take pictures because you do understand what's going on here. We don't have to explain it to you. So it was a privilege and honor to be able to do that documentary. And hence, I've got this kind of like a body of work that I have exhibited in Belgium, in France, in South America, and different places. And also, it was launched in the Parliament House in Canberra before. In fact, they have some of these works at the permanent collection at the Parliament House, yeah.
Nung naandong kakin ko na may mga litrato, meron ka bang naaalala mula sa sarili mong karanasan na medyo hawig sa kanin?
Oh, maraming hawig kasi, di ba, sa kultura natin, ganun, maraming mga ritual. Ritual bago kumain, matapos kumain, or kung merong ipinanganak, or may namamatay. And the whole kind of like rites of passage, you know, yung mga the union of man and woman, lahat na ganito, parang naging familiar. And then I was so at ease with it ba, that hindi ko na kailangang intindihin ba. Kasi your intuition mo, konektado na doon eh. Di ba? So, parang there was a sense of, you know, sometimes, you know, when I go on different kind of photographic expedition, I need to do a lot of research. Pero all I need to know is be there, and then suddenly I started to understand where I was coming from.
Merong bang mga larawan na kinunan mo tapos medyo nagkaroon ng kurot sa puso?
Ang dami. Lahat na yan, puro mga kurot sa puso. Kurot, tsaka mga, you know, parang yung tapik sa puso. Ganun. Kasi, kagaya ng mga kultura natin sa Pilipinas, di ba? We have very long history. Same thing as with the indigenous people of the Australia. And itong mga parang itong nahahantad ngayon kasi these are the ones that's been cut off for a long time, you know, dahil sa colonization. So I think that yung mga sacred dances, if you attend the sacred dances, it's a way of showing the uncolonized spirit, uncolonized heart, and uncolonized humanity. And this is where they could express and unleash the originality of who they are.
Bilang isang artist, bilang isang alagad ng sining tulad mo, sa tingin mo, ano yung mga mahalagang bagay na dapat mo isaalang-alang para maihatid sa mas malaking lipunan, sa kalawakan, yung mga dapat pahalagahan at dapat manatiling sagrado tulad ng mga ganito.
No, ang aking, I believe on this theory of sangkatauhan, di ba? So that we are all of one race, same, no matter what color, creed, or race we are, that we belong under one water, under one vessel. And we all have the same kind of sentiments. Umiyak tayo, tumatawa tayo, maligaya tayo, tapos nalulungkot. So everywhere you go, it's the same. And how that is transcended in a common society is sometimes misunderstood or mistranslated. And what I wanted to do is for this, because of its truth and authenticity, you know, I wanted that to be a parang reminder. Marami na tayong nakalimutan eh sa mga bagong mga with this kind of high technology and all this kind of social kind of networking. Ang dami nating nalilipasan tayo ng katotohanan na galing sa ating puso. So ang message nito, ano ang nasa puso mo? Sino ka? Ano ang iyong katotohanan?
Ikaw lang ang makakahanap
nun, hindi ba? Siyempre, kung hindi mo pakikinggan ang sarili mo, hindi mo maririnig kung sino ka.
Maraming salamat, Emmanuel Santos, sa panahon mo at sa ibinahagi mo sa amin sa araw na ito.
Maraming salamat din. Mabuhay kayong lahat.